started, and you came right in time, and I needed someone. Suddenly my heart was beating. Yes. So
welcome to Neat in episode 42. I don't know, it might have sounded a little weird, but that was the first song that popped up on my intro. So this is your boy, Soul the Neat.
And I'm Jazz, I'm the nerd.
Yeah. So I haven't really been watching or playing anything recently. So what about you? Have you been like playing anything new or watching any new live action shows?
Well, just started season 2 of Star Wars: The Bad Batch today. It's getting good, and we wrapped up.
Like how I said, live action, but go on.
Yeah, it's Andor kind of a slow burn. It's kind of like Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Started off slowly, kind of cheesy, but builds up, gets better. By the end of the season, it's highest ratings. Everyone's suddenly watching it.
Oh, wait. I just remembered I am watching something, but go on.
Mm-hmm. And let's see what else. Getting ready to watch Avatar: Way of Water tonight. Getting ready to see how that turned out.
Yes, that is what I have been watching. I won't spoil anything. I'll just say it's super long.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's a James Cameron movie. You expect anything else?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's good. I'll let you. Well, it's not bad. Let me just say that. It's visually more. The plot's not too great. I guess you'll find out when you see it tonight. But it's just okay.
Continuing my viewing of all the original Mobile Suit Gundam series, we just got halfway through Mobile Suit Zeta Gundam now.
Yeah. Again, I was trying to focus more on live action, but.
Not too much I could think of on live action, but this month gonna follow Charlie Cox's plan and gonna go ahead and look for all the issues of Daredevil and Fable and see what the story's about from the beginning.
You gonna try to get the comics or watch the TV? What do you mean with the issues?
The comics. I mean, the show from the beginning, both the movies too, but want to see the original. I did the same thing with Black Panther, so finally ready to see what Charlie's character is about next.
Do you read them online, or are you buy them? How do you get them? Because like, there's a lot.
It's easier to read them online. Easier to know where to start from the beginning. But
gotcha.
But once in a while. In a while, I check the they have the comics that I'm looking for in the sequence on the store.
Yeah.
Or and I grab them.
Yeah. If I had my, because I had the Frank Miller run when he did Daredevil, like the whole first series, like with Elektra and all that, I would have let you borrow that if my fire didn't take it. But yeah, because I had a lot of those old issues, because my dad was a big collector and it's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, but mm-hmm. Our fire kind of like took all that.
I figured it was a good thing to try. If he's gonna follow the character from the beginning, why don't I do it too?
Yeah, so let me know how you like, because he's actually a pretty cool character, but let me know. So you're not really playing nothing like too new as far as video games?
New ones on Game Pass. There's a new one called Gundam Rebirth. It's kind of like a Overwatch version with Gundams. Been playing that.
I heard about that. Yeah, a lot of people like that.
It's a pretty good, solid game. It's not the official mode everyone was hoping for, but it's a good way to see Gundams and their weapons and abilities from a first person view. If you weren't interested in that.
Are you talking about? Have you played Gundam Evolution?
I think that might be it.
I
think the name off the top of my head, but that wasn't. That may be it.
Yeah, I think it's Gundam Evolution. It is a Rebirth Gundam game. Like, I think it's like the, which is also pretty good. I think it's called Gundam Builders. But Evolution is the free online one. That's like League of Legends or not the Fortnite. What's the, it's like League of Legends or Overwatch. But yeah, I was like, I've heard that's a really good one. I just never, I just haven't played it.
It's not bad. Yeah, it's a good game. If you like multiplayers, you're gonna like it. Like this one, but if you're looking for, you know, an official mode with the stories and the characters and stuff, you're gonna have to wait a little longer. Not there yet.
Which I think they just released another new Gundam game they're gonna make, but we don't know too much about it yet. Yeah, there's some other mecha games or giant robot games we can talk about in our news section.
Mm-hmm.
But is that pretty much it as far as like watching and reading?
Pretty much it for me. It's only gang of the month and busy with Christmas, honestly. Between work and the family and everything.
Yeah, that's how I've been too. I just saw Avatar 3 and that was pretty much the only like new thing I really watched. I haven't really watched too much anything else either. But I guess we'll get into the news on this 6:30 mark. We don't have too much before we get to our main topic, and I'll cover the Game Awards just a little bit. Because there was some there were some announcements and some things, you know. You know, Orthodox Bill Clinton was a thing, apparently. You heard about that, right? Yeah, so that was bizarre. But but we'll go down to the news. So what do we got on the 7th? So the first thing I got on my document is G4 is officially dead again. Did you hear about that?
I did. Not surprised. Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal, I guess.
Yeah, they said it only got like 100,000 views, like period, like day. So it was like it just didn't. We're just more in the online age. Like everyone can just go on YouTube or Twitch, and bam, get it.
And I don't think they really had a focus on what they were gonna do, what they were gonna, what shows they were gonna run or topics they were gonna discuss. I mean. In heck, everyone has a show on YouTube now, so it's not exactly much tech to talk about. And
yeah, that's definitely true.
And with most video games being able to be played for free or stream now, not a lot of need for reviews. You know, people are going to get their opinions themselves one way or another.
That definitely is very true. Everyone has their own opinion, own review, and like it's kind of hard to compete with Metacritic. A lot of people like IGN. I'm not a big IGN guy. But yeah, so it's like everyone kind of like makes, and like there's so many YouTubers out there that have like their own channels, like same thing with Xavier Wood. He's a wrestler. He has his own YouTube. Like he's not he was on the G4 team as much as those other guys, and then they had some team members. It just didn't last. Much like the Funimation channel, which was like an all anime channel that didn't last.
Big bummer on that one.
Yeah, we're just in a different like age. But yeah, that was technically part of news. We did have a lot of, because of Gamescom, which we'll get to, we had a lot of video games trailer drops, so we'll talk about that. But before that, two big trailers dropped outside of Ant-Man and Guardians. I know we talked about that last time. Mm-hmm. But they dropped a new Transformers trailer, Rise of the Beast.
Mm-hmm. So that's the one they're going to introduce.
The Beast Wars, yeah.
The
gorilla
Maximals,
and stuff.
I think they're called.
Yeah, so it was like, I remember the Decepticons were like the dinosaurs, and the other guys.
Predacons.
So it was like, I'm a sucker for those Michael Bay ones, so I'll go watch it. It comes out in June.
I'm gonna see what they did this time. If only curiosity.
Yeah, if nothing else. And they also released the new Indiana Jones trailer, which, I don't know. You're a Star Wars guy. What are your thoughts on old Harrison Ford?
He seems like he's still willing to do a lot of the stunts himself. But, you know, if he was willing to, we all know he was willing to abandon the character of Han Solo ever since the second movie, Empire Strikes Back, but they brought him back again for both the sequel trilogy, at least in a passing role. you could tell in the sequel trilogy, he's just not exactly the same fit crazy guy he was then. More of a slow pace, more of a words than actions type of guy. I'm wondering if they're going to do the same thing with Indiana. You think at the end of his last movie, it was going to be a settling down time, a period of calm and peace for him. But if he's going back into it now, it's maybe that's one character he's not willing to abandon. Maybe he wants to ride that one till the wheels come off.
Yeah, so it's like, I know he was upset that they killed off the Han Solo character, but I was like, what are they going to do? And he's just getting older.
Not necessarily upset, man. Yeah, like I said, he was looking for a reason to get out of that one. Don't think that's a character, but it's a character everyone instantly knows and loves him for. So how could he say no to them?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, but I just know he's getting up to age. So I was like, I don't know if he could still keep doing this, but he's going to try. I know the last one they made, with the Crystal Skull, was like kind of really far out from any other Indiana Jones, and like the whole thing with Shia LaBeouf, so it was weird. But
if he's gonna try it again, why not? At least they'll have that character that George Lucas made that will be in for in our hearts. Remember, they only made Indiana Jones because they thought Star Wars was gonna bomb so badly that Lucas was afraid they were going to need to recoup his losses. And it instantly became another hit that year, too.
Yeah.
So that's his second. So if he's not satisfied with Han, he probably must be satisfied with Indiana.
Yeah, so I guess we shall see. But
made a couple of videos on YouTube of him and Lara Croft and Nathan Drake meeting and fighting. Kind of fan-made bits.
Yeah, that would be kind of neat. I haven't really played too much of the Uncharted games. I heard they're really good.
They are. If you are, it's like a male version of Tomb Raider, just not as, not as rich, not as much fighting, a lot more luck to it, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Between Lara Croft and Nathan Drake, Indiana's the father of those two. Without him, they wouldn't exist, for his people say. So it's always interesting to see what people come up with when those three meet.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I think that was the three biggest news, like the Guardians trailer, the Transformers trailer. Mm-hmm. And
I saw the Guardians trailer. I'm worried about what they're gonna do with that one. They're gonna break up that team, that's going to be a big bummer. I was a stickler for Quill and Rocket since they first came out. About those two, I'm like, that'd be a bummer. Oh, what will I do next? What do we look for now?
Yeah, that's true. I did forget that they there was the Barbie teaser with Margot Robbie.
They really did. Are they really doing that? I'm like, really?
Yeah, I haven't really shown something, but yeah, like everything gets made into a movie now, man. So it's like Tetris is supposed to get a movie.
Why not? They made a live action G.I. Joe. So
they made two of them. Yes. So I was like, yeah. So I guess it's not shocking.
I don't know.
I think that's pretty much it as far as like news. Like, I'm trying to think if anything else. Yeah, nothing else too like big news. So I guess we'll get like a little bit into the Game Awards news. I kind of just like that. So it's pretty much Elden Ring took like pretty much everything. God of War was up there too. It was like most of the awards were either God of War or Elden Ring. Mm-hmm. Elden Ring.
Those two.
Yeah.
Powerhouses. Everyone was rooting for both of them. I can't blame them. God of War was really taking the cake for me. I didn't get a chance to play or watch Elden Ring's things. Yeah, I want to see if that's a customizable type game or if it follows a storyline like Zelda or something. So I want to see if that first before I see about playing or watching it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it definitely is true. I know Elden Ring took the Game of the Year award. It beat out God of War. But
do you know who it was up against? I know God of
War, Stray. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. I know Stray was also nominated, that game where you play as a stray cat.
Not that one.
So I was like, it was a couple others, but I couldn't tell you, man.
Elden Ring won. Stray, Plague of Requiem. Plague Tale Requiem, and Stray Elden Ring.
Yeah. Yeah, like Stray was nominated for a lot of stuff. I don't think it won anything. It might have won for like the Indie Award, but because it's such a short game and it's just like it was different, I maybe didn't get like as enough as recognition as it should have. But no, I haven't played it, and it's like a lot of shit, but like I know it was nominated. As far as like releases, well, for me, they're doing more Cyberpunk, despite the first one not doing so well.
They kind of followed the same formula Destiny 2 did. Rough launch, but lots and lots of patchwork here and there.
Yes,
and
yeah.
It's not as popular now as Destiny 2 is, but it's getting, you know, got its footing now. It's footing now.
Yeah, we got the Suicide video game, I guess another teaser, with Batman and Kevin Conroy is voicing Batman. So I think this is his last role. So it was like, so that was one of the features. They're making another Crash game. It's called Crash Team, like from Crash Bandicoot, Crash Team Rumble. But it looks more like a party game, which they've done that with Crash in the past, or like Arena Fighter. So I was like, that might be good. It's supposed to come out 2023.
Like a party game? You mean like a Mario Party type deal or a Smash Brothers type deal?
It looked like a Mario Party kind of thing, but it could be also a Smash. It looked like a Mario Party or like Arena Fighter.
That could be an interesting idea. We've seen Mario Party. What is it? When is Sony gonna match that? I know their Smash Brothers first copy All Stars didn't do as good. But why don't they try that formula instead?
Yeah, they might. We just have to see more as it gets closer. But they've done that before with Crash, where they kind of did like a Mario Party Crash clone. They also did do one for I think it was Bandai Namco, because it was like there was like a one where like it was like by Namco people, kind of like a Mario Party. So it was like Pac-Man, Tekken, Soul Calibur, like all the like the Bandai Namco characters, which is surprising a lot. But that is technically. Some reveals. I'm trying before I get to like the biggest hype one I was hyped about was we saw more of Street Fighter, a little bit more of Street Fighter 6 and other games. There's a lot they showed. The really big one that I think everyone was like surprised, or not really surprised, but was excited for was the software, you know, the creators of Elden Ring, from Software. They're doing what is it? I'm trying to look at my notes. Armor Core 6. Because the Armor Core... I've always been a fan of the Armor Core franchise from the PlayStation 1. So it was kind of cool that, they brought it back and they're going to do more with Armor Core. Because Armor Core is a really fun, again, giant robot game. You can customize your own robots and battle them, and it's really cool. I'm excited for that when that comes out. I think really that and Street Fighter 6 was the thing I was most excited for, like, far as like all the pre-order games. Yeah, because I haven't played Bayonetta 3. It's still on one, and I've heard like mixed things about it. I just gotta play it. I know they did release a teaser for that like that weird side Bayonetta game that Nintendo's gonna make for the Switch, but I don't know. It's up in the air. But I just want to acknowledge. I was like, the Game Awards happened, and they got some major views. Nothing too much shown. We just have to wait and see. How these games how these games are. Like I still got to play God of War. There's a lot of games I haven't played, like Bayonetta 3, God of War, Sonic Frontiers. I got to play them. I got to get them because we got a little more showcase of Tekken.
Sonic, 8. I just thought of that. You seen Luxany?
No, not yet. That's really more for my animated podcast. But I haven't like watched anything. Like I've been busy with the holidays too.
Interesting show, another one of those universe type
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, it's just one of those other things.
Just the same problem I have with Sonic these days, you know, big shows these days, you know. Nostalgia Lil White, I kind of miss the nostalgia of his voice in it, you know?
Yeah.
Nostalgia Lil White, the original voice actor.
Yeah.
And I miss it. Still miss his voice here and there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like it. I mean, Sonic's has so many voice actors. Like, I like Jim. I like Jim Cummings' Eggman, but but I don't hate.
Jaleel just always been the first. Hope he ever gets up to do it one more time.
I don't know if he's up for it. Like, I don't even know what that guy's up to. Feels like
one nothing much. Kind of a behind the scenes type deal now, but. One can always help and pray, right?
Yeah, because he did Family Matters as Urkel for like the longest time, and I was like,
overshadowed Sonic with that role. It's like,
I'll say he wasn't even the main star of Family Matters when it first started, and he became the main star. That's, that guy has an interesting,
random character they only intended for one episode, but. Yep. Became so popular overnight, they needed him in the next episode and the next after that.
Yeah, that dude has an interesting career. But I don't know. I mean, I didn't mind him as Sonic, but yeah, there's been so many voice actors. Same thing with Shadow. There's been so many that, and Eggman. There's been some, and Amy Rose. I met the voice, Lisa Ortiz, I think her name was. She signed my copy of Sonic the Hedgehog for the PS3. She was a voice of Amy Rose. In that game, and there's been like different Amy Roses, Twigs, which was that character just created for Boom that we never saw people praying like. Same thing, Rougebet. Like, there's just so many obscure stuff. Like Knuckles has had different voice actors. You know, Idris Elba has been Knuckles. So it's like it's just sound like the Sonic fandom is a weird fandom. So it could be. There's tons of things, but I don't know. I still gotta play that. I've heard the new Sonic game is pretty good. I like Generations. Boom was really weird. Sonic Forces was even weirder. But people tell me that this is a good game. You know, I like Sonic Adventures 1 and 2 as a kid, and Heroes, but they probably don't hold up now if I was to play them, especially Heroes. But I remember I was a big fan of Adventures when it first came out. They call him Sonic. I could do a Sonic podcast. I guess is what I'm saying. This idea, but yeah, that was really much like nothing like too really big caught me. There are some games coming out that people are gonna be fans of, but it was really just Armored Core, Tekken, and Street Fighter. They didn't really show too much for Keen the Fighters, because they're supposed to be doing a Garo a game. Another one, but it's in development, so they can't really show nothing. But we shall see. But yeah, I guess on the 20-minute mark, we can do like the short news. Do you want me to kind of kick it off with an introduction?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I just thought, like, you know, because we were just talking about God of War and other mythology video games, that we could talk about it, because there's actually quite a few. Like I'm kind of familiar. Just from high school and of like the mythology behind Norse and Greek mythology, Egyptian mythology. We'll get into that because that ties into video games.
Tricky one. But yeah, figured with God of War Ragnarok taking the helm this year, thought I'd go over some of the actual stories of the actual Norse gods. We've all seen God of War Ragnarok, and who knows, we've all seen Thor and Thor from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is slightly true, but not entirely. So thought for anyone who may not be as educated or as nerdy as we are, let's give them a little quick background, see which some of the stories from Ragnarok are true and which ones were partially made up.
Yes. Before you go any further, as always, I was like, are you more educated or nerdy? I know it seems a lot of times they seem to go more hand in hand.
This one educates me. I'm nerdy when it comes to it, but this one got me wanting to be educated a bit more now. Or I've heard stories. I know the characters. I don't know the stories.
Yeah.
Remember, not been historically proven beyond the shadow of a doubt. So there's always room for interpretation or different schools of thought.
That is definitely true. And I was like, and that's why on this podcast, the neat and nerd, why I struggle with the nerd is because I was like, yeah, I'm informed about it, but it was just a bunch of old Romans and Greeks, and to the extent Egyptians and other cultures that made up a bunch of fake lore that people have spawned. And like I knew it, we know a little about it from which we'll get to from Wonder Woman, because there's a lot of that too, and the Marvel Thor comics. But even in that is very different from the actual mythology. Now, I haven't played the new God of War, but I played the first one, and they hinted at that, and I was like, okay, it's a little bit kind of on the nose, but even with, because I know Loki season 2 is coming out pretty soon, like Loki and Lady Sif are really different in mythology, because I believe Lady Sif is his wife.
Thor's wife.
It's Thor's wife. I thought, like, let me Google that, because I was like, Lady Sif.
That shocked me too. It's like Thor married to Sif, and he had two sons and a daughter. Yeah, he was interesting guy. We can get into him in a bit.
Yeah, I'm trying, like, because I know there is some weird connection ship with
all the connections in this mythology are gonna be strange. Trust me. Hey, when you hear, hey, you think, oh, think Thor and Sif are a weird combo. Wait till you see. Loki and his family.
I see. Okay. Who is Loki's first wife? Okay. That's what it is. But I mean, yeah, it's this Norse mythology. It's really weird. Because it says, I mean, because Earth can get it. Like, apparently, Loki, because he's a prankster guy. He tricks Lady Sif to sleep with him, but they're not really. So it's like there's a lot of weird. You know, same thing with like Greek mythology. There's a lot of like weird stuff going on. But that is right. I had to double check on that. But on that short tangent, I guess continue. My bad.
You can... Okay. So where can I start?
Because I could just jump around. Because there's outside of God of War, there's a lot of like other like big.
Let's start it off with the basics. Let's start with we've all seen Thor. We've all heard of these realms known as Midgard, Asgard, Jotunheim, and whatnot. Well, let's start with the basics of the nine worlds of the mythology.
Okay.
Now, an interesting note is they say these are the nine worlds, but they're not worlds. They're just different planes of existence. So as in, Midgard is on one part of the world. So the top of it is Asgard, another part, another. Earth, there's nothing above, beneath, or to the beneath it. It's all one plane of existence, just different dimensions, realities, I suppose.
Yeah, that's somewhat true, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're none specified. There's no particular order in them, but the nine realms consist of the ones we know. So Asgard, Odin, and his people live. Midgard, which is where you and I live, Vanaheim, Jotunheim, Nilfheim, Muspelheim, Alfheim, anyone from Sword Art Online fans might have heard of it.
Yeah. Oh, that made me...
Svartalheim.
Yeah.
Nidvellir, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, that made me think, because I think Dragon Quest has, like, the Yatsuri tree, whatever... As technically, that's like part of Norse mythology, or they took from Norse mythology of that. Have you ever played any of the Dragon Quest games? But go on, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the thing that connects these worlds is a giant ash tree known as Yggdrasil.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yggdrasil runs
all the way throughout the center of the universe.
Yeah,
at the top of it, there's an eagle. At the bottom of it, there's a dragon named Nidhogg.
Yep.
And in between the two, there's a squirrel named Radastok, who runs up and down the trunks carrying messages between the two.
Yeah,
not particularly nice ones. Those ones, the eagle and the dragon, apparently hate each other's bones.
Yeah, that tree appears a lot in like mythology fiction or in stuff like from like Dragon's Quest. I know it's more animated, mm-hmm. but Nejima. Some people also argue if that's the same tree or it's supposed to be the same tree from Adam and Eve. Because mm-hmm. if you watch, I know it's supposedly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Supposedly, they are. That tree is where all life began. This is the north version of, you know, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
Yeah.
In Norse mythology, a tree spawned all the worlds, all life spawned from.
Yeah, there's actually, because speaking of Daredevil, you should read that. There's a Daredevil comic called The Tree of Might that's all about mm-hmm. that. And it's all about, like, they definitely were trying to be like Batman with the Ra's al Ghul pool. But, like, mm-hmm. we're, like, sustaining Daredevil and so the guy trying to fight it. Like, because this guy's trying to get, like, their mortal life so he can never die. And it's an interesting comic plot. They also, and obviously, it also references, this is more animated, but the Dragon Ball Z movie, The Tree of Might, mm-hmm. which is like one of the earlier DBZ movies, which is also really good. But like, yeah, so I was like, I just wanted to mention that, but go on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so last few things about said tree before we get into a couple of the stories. Yggdrasil is has been seen as a source of wisdom where the two tribes of gods, the Aesir and the Vanir, would often gather for meetings on peaceful footing. At the foot of this tree, it's a place known as Urdsfell. Well, it's associated with the three Norns of the mythology, the three fates. You heard of the fates in the Greek mythology?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, yeah.
But no. Norse mythology has the Norns. Same thing. One big one, one middle one, one small one, and you can't surprise them. They can surprise you because they know everything. You can't. Nothing gets past them. Nothing surprises them. Nothing goes over them. Let's see. Interesting though, on the tree, at the very bottom, there's a place known as Mimir's Well.
Yeah.
Supposedly, this is the spot where Odin gave up one of his eyes in the pursuit of knowledge. We'll get into that. And supposedly, it's also thought that Yggdrasil is where Odin actually hung himself, also in the pursuit of infinite knowledge.
Yep.
Not sure I'd go through all that, but
yeah.
Let's see what else.
I mean, we don't have to cover all mythology because there's pages and pages of it.
Yeah, we're just getting into the gods themselves. Now we got a bit of a setting into place. As I mentioned, there are two tribes of gods in the Norse mythology: the Aesir and the Vanir.
Yeah,
the main gods that we host are the Aesir: Odin, Thor, Heimdall, Tyr, Bragi, Idun, Baldur, and though not.
Yes, good old Loki.
They're the ones who live in and rule over Asgard, which is just above Midgard. Supposedly heavenly, the Norse version of heaven.
Yeah.
Now about the Vanir, not as famous. Other than they live in the realm known as Vanaheim. Notable ones include Nord and his two children, Freyr, and you may have heard of her. Who came up to live in Asgard, which is as a way to maintain peace after a war between those two tribes. So now we got a bit of a setting, let's get into the part everyone's been probably looking for, and for the gods. Yeah, so we'll try and cover the most important ones, the ones that, you know, we've all seen or always wondered about, heard about. This is the actual story of some of these gods.
Are you focusing more on Norse gods, or?
Oh, yeah, Norse ones. Oh, man, there's so many. Norse ones, the ones on this one. We can get fun. We can do the Egyptian and the Greek ones later. Their stories are going to be. We're going to be here for 2 hours.
Yeah, Yeah, that's what I was like. Well, I was like, you can do that. I was going to focus more like on games that feature them and some like mm-hmm. medias. But I guess I can do that right after.
That's a perfect idea. I'm going to keep that in mind. Yeah, that's on the list for next week.
Well, I was supposed to be on the list for this week because but I can let you go through the gods and I can make it short, like as far as like some games there.
Yeah, well, nothing too much. So first and foremost, we all know our boy Odin, and considered the all father of the gods. Odds, he was known for riding an eight-legged horse known as Sleipnir and wielding a forged spear named Gungnir.
Yes.
Supposedly, when he threw it, it never missed its target. And he could fire it blindly from the back, lay to the back of his back, and it would still hit its mark. He's been known as the god of not just wisdom, but of poetry and of war. Has at least 5 sons by 4 different partners. Supposedly, two of those partners have been confused as being one and the same. Supposedly, they may be. It's never been proven nor exactly contested. The most notable of his children, we all know, is our boy Thor. Husband of the goddess named Sif.
Yeah.
Physically, the strongest of all the Aesir, known for his full beard, red eyes, and red hair, and fierce and always angry eyes. Quick to anger, Thor is said to protect both Asgard and Midgard from the Jotnar and other threats. He mainly travels by a chariot pulled by 2 goats, and he's known for wielding Mjolnir, his dwarf forged hammer.
Yeah.
Not just any old hammer, but it's one of the most powerful weapons in existence, capable of literally flattening mountains.
Yeah.
Now Odin's 2 partners, they've been confused, but they've been known as Frigg and supposedly Frigg. Freya, the goddess of fertility. They've been and often seen as one in the same, even though they're 2 different names, same person. It's never been proven, never been contested. It's up for debate, but a lot of historians have accepted that Frigg was first, Freya was first, Freya was the second. And so, like I said, Frigg is the goddess of marriage, family, and motherhood, but Odin's wife and mother of 2 of his children, Bald and Hor, and Hordir. Only other person besides Odin allowed to sit on his throne and look across the 9 realms. She supposedly, her name, Frigg is where the idea for Friday came along. It's her on Frigg's day. It's her day. That's her one day to sit on his throne. Let's see. While we've been on God of War, we all probably heard of other gods. In Norse mythology, they have Tyr, considered the bravest all gods. He was a man of justice and fair treaty, often considered both the god of war and of peace, and the one who decides who will win in the battles. He only has one hand, and known for being cut off by one of Loki's his children. We'll get into that story for last, as that's a bit of an interesting tale in its own right.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Uh-huh. And we've all seen Heimdall. We've probably heard of this one, Heimdall. So, another thing. If you've seen the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you might like him. If you've seen the God of War movies, you probably don't like him.
Yes.
Like him. He is the guardian of what's known as the Bifrost Bridge, a rainbow that connects Midgard to Asgard. Nothing gets by him, nothing gets past that. And he is stronger and faster and can block anything. He uses a horn known as a Galahorn to warn of impending danger. Senses are supposedly so good that he can hear the wool grow on sheep and the grass as it grows from the ground. He's all the way to the ends of the earth. He has earth, hence the nothing gets past him. He can't past him. He's like the eyes of a pigeon and a Hubble telescope. Can't get anything past him. And last but definitely not least, we've all heard of this one. There's Loki, known as the god of trickery and mischief, and the father of monsters.
Yeah.
Known for his three children, known as Jormungandr, Hel, and Fenrir. They're all of which by a Jotun frost giant named Angrboda. Let's see. The first of his children, Fenrir, you may have seen him in Thor Ragnarok, in God of War Ragnarok, and another one that I've seen is Assassin's Creed Valhalla. That's what introduced me to him. He wasn't a human or anything. He was a wolf. Fenrir was a wolf. So, started out as just a cub, I'd say about the same. But within a day, he grew to the size of a kitchen table. Within a week, he was the size of a building. In a month, he's the size of almost New York City. Supposedly, he grew so big, he can swallow a mountain whole. Not a friendly guy, but then again, you know, Odin had him bound and chained without warning and through promises of peace and understanding things, so you can understand he's pissed off. Is Jormungandr, who's known as the World Serpent, the Midgard. Like his brother, he grew so vast, not as quickly, but surely enough, that he could swallow his tail twice. He encircles the world. And the last one, whom we'll cut him on, last of his three children, and some of you may have seen Hela in God of War Ragnarok. The real version of her is Hel, the goddess of the realm of the dead.
Yep. She also makes an appearance in, besides the Thor comics, she also makes an appearance in some of the Spawn comics or a version of her. So it's, that was really, I peaked really loud on that mic.
She's the Norse version of the devil, and let me get into why.
Pretty much, yeah.
Unlike her two brothers, she's human. The thing is the left half of her body is, for lack of better words, perfect. It's like a angel. Perfect skin, perfect hair, strikingly beautiful eyes and everything. On the right side of her body, it's like a zombie, a decaying corpse. Still functions normally and everything, but for all thing, the right side of her body is a dead man's body. Body. And now, so that's a side note. Loki, he's usually kind of an Aesir, but not kind of one due to his constant trickery. Amongst other things, he's known for causing the most trouble amongst the Aesir, including the death of Baldur and so yeah, that's the main gods that we've all seen and heard recently. And like there's thousands of others. We've seen Baldur and Hordur, the gods of darkness and lightness and light. Who else? We've seen Freyr and Frey, twin. Freya promised to Odin as a if you played God of War, AC Valhalla, you've probably seen and heard the stories, one version of them. Now you've seen the real actual versions. And speaking of God of War, a lot of comments on YouTube have been saying, first Zeus, then Odin. Who is Kratos gonna go after next? Ra?
Yeah, that. I mean, I guess still got to play the second one, but I know that's, man, I'm peeking really loud on mic. I got to be careful. But I know that's the, I'm just peeking loud on mic every time. But I know that was a common consensus because, like, seems like he might fight the Egyptians next. Because he went from Greek to Norse. So, yeah, you could do Egyptian gods, or who knows what's going to be the next, like, mythology text.
Yeah, but, like, who else is there?
It's like, that's why I get, like, there's probably others. Like, you go into Chinese or Japanese mythology. But I feel like Egyptian would be... But I say that because in video games media, Prince of Persia did a lot with the Egyptian gods and stuff.
So that was, did indeed.
Which I know there's... if I can do it real quick, unless you had anything else you wanted to talk about.
No, we got time. We're good.
I was like, because there's... In media, like, I'll do, like, television and movies first. Which a lot of these did get, like, obviously we talked about Wonder Woman, God of War, Thor and Loki. I also forgot, because this pertains to our topic in the Game Awards, that Hades is getting a second game. And that retains a lot to Greek mythology, obviously, because you're in hell and you're fighting Hades and you get to play as Hades. So, like,
interesting.
Yeah, so like, the fact of making another one of that is also has, you know, that Greek mythology.
Hades as a hero. That's an interesting take. I've seen several versions of him as a villain.
Oh yeah.
I've never seen him as a hero once.
Oh yeah. We're gonna get to those versions where he's a villain too. And obviously there's Hercules. You know, he appeared in God of War 3. Was that 3? No, he was in God of War 2. My bad. Hercules was in God of War 2.
I saw that. And Kratos fought together once, giant guy.
Yeah, they've done so many versions of her. Like, there's the Disney's Hercules, there's the Marvel Comics Hercules, which are also bought by Disney now, which is interesting. There's a version of Thor and Loki that's more, I guess you would say, accurate to the mythology in the DC Comics Sandman, which got a Netflix series. Which I've heard mixed things about. There was Xena, which was a spinoff of that show, that live action show Hercules. So those, there was American Gods, which is just like all mythologies all together.
So there's a lot they could probably. There's something called Mad Gods. That's like live action. That there's a lot with that too. But there's a ton. Now as far as video games, I'll make it quick. I have to peek on the mic again. We talked about Hades already, and Assassin's Creed apparently has some. I haven't played any of them, but apparently they have some Greek and Norse mythology for the Vikings and stuff.
They do indeed. AC Valhalla, like I said, covered the Norse mythology. Supposedly, you get to play as Odin himself in that game, at least one version of
it. That's interesting.
And then, yeah, and AC Origins, the first of the retooling of the franchise, you supposedly get to fight some of the versions of the gods there.
Yeah, so those are interesting to keep those in mind. Other one.
I think Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I think that other one, Odyssey, does the same thing too with the Greek gods, but I'm not sure. I didn't get too far with that one.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of games like that, like Dragon's Crown, which I played for the Vita when the Vita was still a thing. It's the same. Mm-hmm. It's the same concept. Like, it's not really Greek gods or Greek mythology gods, but it's very of that mythology of the era, and that's definitely a very fun game. Dragon's Crown might be a thumbnail. Same thing with like the Nintendo game Kid Icarus, you know, with Pit, mm-hmm. everything and that. I was like, that's very Greek mythology. You fight the Greek gods, you fight Hades, Medusa, and all these other like mythical creatures like in God of War. A little more cartoonish. It's like Hercules, the Disney one. Apparently, there was a 2000 game called Loki that has nothing to do with Marvel, which I was like, I never heard of that. But it apparently exists as a video. There's a 2007 video game, I think it's PlayStation, called Loki, where you play as Loki and you do start as
shenanigans. Yeah,
I was like, I didn't know that. I was looking for stuff like that. I haven't played Devil May Cry 4 in like forever, but apparently
it looks like a Dark Souls Diablo type style.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But I know like for Devil May Cry 4, like apparently there's some Greek mythology references in that too. I haven't played that franchise for get a physical copy of 5 is so hard right now because it's such a popular game. What else do I got? The only other one I got here. And we're probably living out some on this like hour minute mark we're about to end, but it is because we talked about Dragon Quest is Dante's Inferno, which was very much, I guess you could say, Greek mythology. I mean, it's loosely based off the Dante's Inferno book, but Cleopatra's in it, you know, as a boss. You literally fight the devil as like the final boss. That's the whole point of or somewhat the kind of point of Dante's Inferno, or at least a video game, nothing else. But which is actually a pretty fun game. I know I hate to say his name because I have mixed feelings on him as a YouTuber, but Mac McMuscles did a video of what happened with Dante's Inferno, the video game, and why we never got another one. They wanted to make another one, but it's an interesting story, and I was like, but it's a fun game if nothing else. It's like it's very much like God of War. It just didn't, for other reasons, it failed, or it didn't do as well as they anticipated to make another one. But,
interesting.
Yeah, I think that's it as far as, like, mythology, you know. We'll talk about, real quick, when the podcast is over, like, what we'll do for our next topic. But, yeah, you know, feel free to like, donate, and subscribe. We're also on iHeartRadio now, as well as Amazon Prime. We almost had to sneeze. Sorry, I tried to sneeze away from the mic. It obviously didn't work, but so yeah, we're out there. Like we're on every platform now that I can think of. Unless they invent a new platform, then I gotta figure that out. but yeah, so you can hear us whenever. Again, like, donate if you want to, and subscribe. Uh-huh. Any final thoughts, Jazz, as we end this?
Same old from me. Keep playing, keep reading, keep needing and nerding out there.
Yeah, we'll find out. Well, maybe don't neat. Let me just say that. don't neat or yeet.
Hey, come on. Take pride in yourself. If it doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
I mean, you know, we've talked about what Neat is, right? I'm pretty sure we have. But which is like kind of like defeats the purpose of his, I don't know what we would call this podcast now. But yeah, please don't be a Neat for this. I was like, I really don't consider myself a, more of a Neat than a nerd, which I guess has changed. But I don't know. That's why we do this podcast. There's a whole discussion behind it. But those are just my two cents. But yeah, you know, guys, take we'll find out in February what Jazz thought of Avatar 2, The Way of Water. And what we think, because he says he's going to release two more, and they're supposed to come out a little closer because he filmed them.
Supposedly, the next one's going to be fire-based.
Really? I can see that. I wonder what they're going to do. Are they going to go to a volcano or something? I don't know. I'll find out. I won't spoil too much. Maybe. But,
maybe.
But I'm curious to see what...
Could pull an Avatar, pull up Airbender type deal. They've got done the land. They're doing the water now. Fire's next. The Airbender.
Probably
sky's the limit, literally.
Yeah, no, yeah. Space would probably be the final one. Answered. There was also a rumor that he released that for the next one he has a 9-hour cut.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, how are they going to cut it down for 9 hours? Unless he releases like in separate parts, or he just cut a lot.
That work with Kill Bill.
That is true. They did. Yeah, they did do Kill Bill in Volume 1. And Quentin Tarantino has always stressed. He wanted to do he had an idea for a volume 3 of Kill Bill. Would that ever happen? I don't know. Apparently, he's not going to do a Star Trek movie anymore that he wanted to do. But he wanted to do kind of like a. He's had a couple projects. He wanted to do a Vega Brothers project, which you could do animated. He wanted to do a sequel to Inglourious Basterds. There's a couple other things he had projects I've read about. He wanted to do more with the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but I don't know what his next project's going to be because he said he was only going to make like 10 movies and that was going to be it. And he's made like 8 or 9 so far, so I don't know. But I'm getting really off topic. But yeah, we'll wrap it up. Hope you enjoyed the movie. Let me know how it is. We'll talk about it in February.
I will.
Anything else on end of episode Neat and Nerd 42?
That's it from me. You?
That's it. Just donate, like, subscribe. Donate if you guys like. It definitely helps out. So play us out, Pip.